What is ROAS and how do you calculate it? ROAS stands for Return on Ad Spend, and it's the metric that tells you whether your advertising dollars are actually making you money or just disappearing into the void. If you're running any kind of paid advertising and you're not tracking ROAS, you're flying blind. It's that simple. ROAS measures how much revenue you earn for every dollar you spend on ads. The formula is straightforward. You take the revenue generated from your ad campaign and divide it by the cost of that campaign. If you spent $1,000 on Google Ads and those ads generated $5,000 in revenue, your ROAS is 5. That means for every dollar you put in, you got $5 back. Why the same ROAS means different things for different businesses. That number sounds clean on paper, but in practice, it's where most businesses start getting confused. Because a ROAS of 5 might be incredible for one company and barely breaking even for another, it depends entirely on your margins, your overhead, and what you're actually selling. A business with 80% profit margins can celebrate a 2x ROAS. A business with 20% margins needs something much higher just to stay in the black. The ROAS formula and how to calculate it. Calculating ROAS is the easy part. The formula is revenue divided by ad spend. But getting accurate data into that formula is where things get tricky. You need proper conversion tracking set up. You need to know which revenue came from which campaign. You need to account for attribution, especially if your customers interact with multiple touch points before buying. The attribution challenge. A customer might click your Google ad, leave, come back through an organic search, and then convert. Who gets credit for that sale? The answer depends on your attribution model, and that answer changes your ROAS number significantly. What you need in place before your ROAS calculation means anything. Conversion tracking properly configured across all ad platforms. Clear attribution model selected. First click, last click, or multi-touch. Revenue or lead value assigned to each conversion event. Consistent tracking window across campaigns for fair comparison. ROAS for service-based businesses. For service-based businesses, tracking ROAS gets even more complicated. If you're a marketing agency, a law firm, or a home services company, your conversion might be a phone call or a form submission, not an online purchase. You can't just plug revenue numbers into a dashboard the way an e-commerce brand can. You need to assign value to those leads and track them through to close. Without that process in place, your ROAS calculation is incomplete at best and misleading at worst. ROS versus ROI, what's the difference? Here's where ROAS gets confused with ROI, and this trips people up constantly. ROI accounts for all costs associated with a campaign. That includes the ad spend, the agency fees, the creative production, the landing page development, everything. ROAS only looks at the ad spend itself against the revenue it generated. Both metrics are useful, but they're measuring different things. The key differences between ROAS and ROI. ROAS equals sign revenue from ads. Ad spend only measures ad efficiency. ROI equals sign revenue all costs. All costs measures overall profitability. If your ROAS is strong but your ROI is weak, it probably means your operational costs are eating into your returns even though the ads themselves are performing. What is a good ROAS for your business? So what is a good ROAS? The commonly cited benchmark is 4, 1,